8. The Walls of Jericho. After 40 years in the desert, the people of Israel finally stood at the edge of the Promised Land. But the first city in their path was Jericho, and Jericho was a fortress. It had thick walls and heavy gates shut tight against them. Nobody went in. Nobody came out. God said to Joshua, "I have delivered Jericho into your hands. Here is what you are to do." The instructions were strange. "March around the city once a day with all your armed men. Have 7 priests carry trumpets made of ram's horns in front of the ark. Do this for 6 days. No battering rams, no siege towers, no ladders. Just walking." So they marched. Day 1, around the city once, in silence except for the trumpets. Then back to camp. The people of Jericho watched from the walls. Day 2, the same thing, around once, back to camp. Day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6. 6 days of marching in circles and nothing happening. No crack in the wall, no weakened gate, nothing. Imagine how foolish it must have looked. Imagine the soldiers on the walls of Jericho laughing. Then came day 7. God said, "March around the city 7 times. On the 7th time, when the priests blow a long blast on the trumpets, have all the people shout." They marched. Once. Twice. 3 times. 4. 5. 6. And on the 7th time around, the trumpets blew, and Joshua said, "Shout, for the Lord has given you the city." The people shouted, and the walls of Jericho fell down flat. 6 days of nothing doesn't mean it's not working. Sometimes the plan makes no sense until the last day. The hardest part isn't the final shout. It's the silent marching on day 4, when nothing has happened yet, and you're starting to wonder if it ever will. Keep going. Joshua 6.